Welcome to That Much Further West, the podcast. I'm Eric.
I'm Mike.
I'm Phil.
Episode 45. What'd you come up with, Philly?
45.
Yeah.
Archie Griffin. Bob Gibson.
Yeah, yeah.
Always sports.
And Michael Jordan, as a matter of fact.
Excuse me?
Oh, his second number.
His second number.
Yeah, when he came back.
Oh.
Yeah, but we didn't want to bring that up, probably.
I didn't even know that. Bulls so, yeah, that's a good little...
Yeah, he came back. He was number 45, and it didn't work out. Then he went back to 23, three more championships. So,
yeah.
There you go. God love him. Right on.
So,
Yeah, 45, as a matter of fact. Wouldn't you know? That's what it came from. Anyways, we digress. Good to see everybody.
Michael Jordan trivia from
Full Favorite.
We're live in the helm with the Get Rights Gospel Review.
Yes, we are, and lots of guests.
Yep.
Tons
they're
of guests.
Already here.
They're already here. They're already deep in the whiskey and beer.
Yeah. If you got the Get Rights, you got half the helm filled up.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And only half of them are here, is the thing. That's how big this fucking band is. So, we just did a little fun thing, which I think we should talk about now, because then I think the following week, we will have a... We just had Tom V.
Yeah, Tommy Vandenhoven.
Alex Salcido. You got it, Mike.
Salcido.
You got it.
Salcido.
Alex, tell him how to say your name.
Salcido.
That's
what I said. Salcido brothers. You've heard of them.
Anyways, we just had a great interview with those two, and we're going to do this a week later with some more songs wrapped around them. So
Tom V's playing a house show for us, so we're gonna throw that all in
tomorrow
there.
Night
tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, when
if you can find us, come on in.
Right.
So anyways, we're gonna play a few songs, and then we're gonna have the Get Rights tear it up. Isn't that right, Michael?
Sure.
Michael Sean from the Get Rights is here, so he will lead us.
All right.
Right on.
So, Philly, we're going to just get rack into your songs.
Okay, cool.
What do you got going on here? Asymmetrical Man?
Yeah, the song at the top here is by a band called Shea Stadium. They've been in town for years, and it's a buddy of mine. He's been working on this EP for, I don't know, 5-6 years, and we've been waiting to hear this song. It's sensational stuff. It's got a lot of local legends on it, and our good friend Toupe did a little mixing on it.
Nice.
And, this guy's an old friend of mine, Randall Payton. Great man, and this is a fantastic song. I'm really excited to share with everybody.
Cool.
And then some more goodies. A couple of songs inspired from the show I saw that Louis and Anita did the other night. Louis Longmire and Anita Lee Elliott. Two local rock stars. Saw a show of theirs Monday night, and it made me think of these two songs to share. And then at the end, there's a song by the Seattle band Evening Bell, which I'm going to see in about an hour. So let's go.
Well, on that note, here we go.
Enjoy.
Can you've got his number Did did decide that very day that I would like to live that way. And now I know I've just been wasting time. It's with you that I should be. And if you feel the same about me, well, I'm headed home along the straightest line. Ain't gonna sing no lonesome tune. Oh, babe, I'm a-coming soon. I cannot believe I stayed so long away. But a man must look around. You're the sweetest thing I've found. All your lost high rollers rolling home today.
And we're back with Philly doing lame jokes.
Lame
Stop
jokes.
Rushing me. Stop rushing me. You're Russian?
Yeah.
What do you think, Philly? We still recording over there?
It's all good, boys.
It's all good?
It was funnier the first time, Eric.
Yeah. Welcome back in to That Much Further West, the podcast. Let's try and keep it professional around here, and we're out.
Good luck. We got nothing left.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, just you. I wish you could have brought a band. I think it would have been so much better.
I brought half a band.
Yeah, you did. Half a band is seven other people.
It's a big band.
Logistically, how many people are in the Get Rights?
Technically, I think there's eight of us.
Yeah.
Ding. Not me. What happened?
An angel just got its wings.
That's awesome. No, I think right now we're officially eight. If Bob Dunham will admit to being in the band, then there's eight of us.
Bob? It's official.
All right.
You heard it here first.
We're eight piece.
You heard it here, folks. All right. Get Right Gospel. So, I don't know the history. Love your band. Love your shows. Everybody loves going to your shows.
It's a fun show.
It's I can't even describe it for Christ. It's like going to church and going to hell at the same time.
Sure. All right. I mean, wow.
I think it must be.
It's
right?
It's like going to church and there's whiskey.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Whiskey.
Which is the slippery slope to hell.
If you believe in that sort of thing.
Sure,
I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't want to get all existential. The band started, I was working at a bar called the Kenton Club. And
World famous, not far
from the helm here.
That's correct, yeah.
And my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, but then she wasn't really my girlfriend, but whatever. We were screwing. And she worked on Sunday mornings. And it was really slow. Always on Sunday morning, she's like, "We got to get something going. Like, why don't you start a gospel band and have church here?" I'm from Austin. She's from Austin. We didn't know each other in Austin. We started screwing later when we moved to Portland. But she was like, "Well, why don't you do a gospel brunch?" I was like, "Cool. I've met some people. I know some people around." I was playing solo shows at the time, so I tapped a couple of musicians and we put together a gospel set and started.
Tapped like their shoulders or screwed them?
Yeah. Did you fuck them? Or did you actually be like, "Hey, do you want to play?" How did you tap them?
I mean, there's been a lot of screwing so far.
Didn't screw. I've only screwed so far in the story. I've only screwed my wife.
Okay. All right, we're caught up. Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? We're gonna keep it that way. That's how this story is gonna go.
Yep.
Tapping means selecting.
I talked to some other musicians that I knew, and we put together just like some classic gospel stuff and started doing it every Sunday for a couple of years, and we ended up writing some songs and finding some cool songs to play, and it just kind of blossomed into a thing, and that's the whole story.
Yeah. When did the pulpit come into it?
Oh, Heather Joe found it at a thrift shop somewhere, and I had a truck, so we bought it.
I almost just sipped and spit whiskey at the same time. I had a truck, so we bought it.
Yeah.
Red stepside truck?
It was a red Ford Flare side, 1981.
Yeah.
Oh. I've seen it parked in the parking lot of the Kenton Club.
It lived there for a minute. Well, what would happen? I would park that truck there. And I'd go get drunk, and then I'd have to take a cab home or walk home or whatever, and like go back to get it and get drunk again. I don't know if anybody's ever been to the Kenton Club.
You kind of just get drunk when you walk through the door.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like a black hole.
Yeah, there's immediately you're buzzed walking through the door.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is great, and then and it's cheap and it's expensive. You know, the whiskey's poured deep, and it is expensive. It's cheap and expensive at the same time because the drinks are affordable, but then you have a lot of them. Anyway, we're playing there.
The truck never moves, by the way.
The truck is permanently
never
parked.
Moves.
Yeah, yeah. It's permanently parked.
I think I sold that truck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get rid of the evidence.
But so we're playing there on Friday the 27th. Friday the 27th of this
coming
month,
Friday.
Which is that? Are we like this is going to happen? People are going to hear this before that.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
You're going up Monday, so it's going up Friday.
So
it's
not,
Monday right now.
This is my first time casting pods, I don't know.
This is not in vain, Michael. They will hear this before.
I've never been on the internet radio before.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's an extra parking spot available.
Yeah, yeah. The truck. A truck was just towed. Yes.
So there's plenty of parking. Yeah. Come on down. Yeah. Catch the show.
So are the people listening to this now? Did they listen to Tom earlier?
No, they're going to see. This? They're going to get Tom next week.
I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, yeah. That was good, huh?
Because that. Tom, that was awesome. I was upset.
It's hard to
time
leave.
Travel. He's the best.
He's back.
He's not
back.
Even here.
So I guess next week Tom Vandervond is gonna play on this podcast.
Yeah.
But he just played before us. It was like I was telling Levi, our mandolin player, like, this is fucked up. It's like
this is more than you bargained for. Is that
right? It's like having Ray Stevens follow Ray Price. It's not. It's not right.
Oh my God. But that show that's coming up this Friday.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be spectacular.
Who's
on the bill with you?
Root Jack.
Oh, shit.
Pretty much the best band in the Pacific Northwest for my money. I mean, per person.
Yeah, yeah.
Per capita.
Like, they're really good. They're a three-piece, and they're awesome. So, like, for each person accounts for a lot of awesomeness in that band.
Yeah, yeah. I know a lot of us heard saw the lineup, and we're all super stoked. Also, there's a couple birthdays in your band for that show.
Yeah,
right?
Chad Lanning, Dangling Chad Lanning, our
Channing,
bass player.
Channing. Right. Yeah.
And Miss Heather Jo Cahill.
Yeah.
They're both turning 40 years old.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening.
It's
going to be a good party.
It's going to be ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll try and top your St. Patrick's Day of last week of douchebaggery and the sluts that love them. Is that
douchebags and the skanks that love
skanks
them.
That love them. Thank you. Thank you, Marilee. Yes, thank you. Yeah. We'll try and top that.
It should be a good party.
I'm glad you picked Root Jack to follow you, because the last time I tried to have a band follow you guys at your last show ever.
Yeah, last show ever. That was awesome.
Yeah.
The show was over, and the band just looked at me. They're like, we're not going on stage. I was like, okay, cool.
You still paid them, right, Mike?
I still paid
them. That's awesome.
And gave him a free room.
It's a good guy.
Yeah.
It's a good guy right there.
Yeah. The last show over at the truck stop.
Did they have objections to what?
Well, the show was over. And everyone, it was just like, no, it was just
everyone came.
Everyone
for
came
this.
For them, and they were just like kind of sitting there, and they're like, that was pretty awesome, and we don't think we want to go up because we're pretty sure no one's going to even listen to us. I'm like, yeah, probably.
I would have probably right.
And I would have stayed. I would have listened.
Awesome. I would have stayed too, but I was getting paid to stay there.
They're called Jailbox, and they're really good. And you guys should find them on internet.
Google it now.
Somebody remembered, because I don't think Mike did. No, Mike, did you remember the name
Michael
of
Michael Sean doesn't remember either.
That's what their name. That's the name of them.
Really?
I'm sure of it. Jailbox.
Jailbox?
Jailbox. It had jail in the name. Maybe I went.
How do you
know.
Remember
Jailbait?
It?
How do I remember? I remember them being there, but I don't remember the name of the band.
No, they were good guys. They were really nice.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
They were good-natured fellas. They were on tour. They were on tour. They were just happy to get a room and a meal and some drinks and money.
Do they have a shower full of hams?
I like these guys
No,
already.
I only did that for you.
Because whenever we played there, the stand-up shower was ice and ham.
So good.
You'd open up the shower.
So good.
It was hams.
You had a note, like a nice laser-printed note.
Yeah.
It enjoy. Like, thanks, guys.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
Mike, seriously, you always fucking hook that up when we played there, man. That was
nobody runs the truck stop like I run a truck stop.
Not anymore, anyway.
Oh, yeah,
Lost that job.
Oh.
Oh, I got sad.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, one of the reasons I lost that job was because of the band that's playing here today.
Yeah. Sort of a point of pride for us is that we're is that we are in fact banned from playing the truck stop. The Ponderosa Lounge at the Jubas truck stop, we're not allowed to play there.
We are banned.
It all seemed completely reasonable at the time, though. I mean,
well, it was reasonable to me.
Yeah, it sounded reasonable to all of us.
You know what? The fact of the matter is, a lot of old people don't like the fuck word.
Yep. Or the fuck word and Jesus in the same sentence.
Certainly not.
Yep, there's a lot of that. Yeah.
Well, one guy got mad at me because you guys were actually playing gospel songs. He's like, I didn't come to the bar to listen to gospel songs.
Right.
So it's like, it's pretty tongue-in-cheek. If you don't get that, maybe you should stop drinking.
He's like, you know what? Fuck you, man. It's danceable.
Dance for the Lord. Now.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Now.
You're in a honky tonk, for God's sake.
You're a biggest honky tonk in Portland.
Truck stop, for fuck's sake.
Well, that's a big
ass honky tonk in Portland
right there.
Yeah, that's a huge.
That's a nice dance floor right there. If you can't dance for Jesus, maybe you ought to reevaluate your position.
Can you dance for
Yeah. Awesome.
Brother Man, you want to sing us a song? You want to bring?
Yeah,
let's bring the family.
Tell us who you have with us.
Okay. Well, that's going to be a long list. All right, on the bass, because he's the first one I see. It's Dangling Chad Lanning. He's a representative of Fluff and Gravy Records right here in Portland.
Yeah,
I'm plugging your shit, buddy. You should trust your label.
Trust your label.
On the mandolin is Levi Jeremy Tank Lundy.
Levi.
He's a lot of names. I used to be in a band with him called Podunk BFE. We were a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
But
you guys also played at the truck stop.
We did.
Yes.
We did. We censored ourselves at the truck stop and didn't get kicked out for life. But
you did, and I remember
reunion show.
I still remember you guys doing the one song at the end where you guys swear a whole bunch, and you changed it, and Levi goes, "We're doing what?"
Yeah, no, we totally sold out to play the truck stop. You paid pretty good, dude. Yeah, we sang Mother Trucker.
Levi's like, "Where was
Mother
the money?"
Trucker song.
I don't remember getting paid.
That's because you played that regular left.
Yeah. MSC, you still owe me some money.
Yeah. That's entirely possible. I don't have any. I've been doing these podcasts, and they don't really pay so great.
No, just booze.
Don't I know it.
So we got on vocals, Miss Heather Jo Cahill, Pride of Indiana. On the fiddle, the inimitable Marilee Horde.
Yeah.
Podcast veteran.
Podcast, but she's been here more than me.
Yeah. She gets around.
And then Heather Joe's boyfriend. I mean, that's Bob Dunham.
Hey, Bob Dunham.
Yeah.
Sweet Bobby.
I promised her that I wouldn't say that, but I did.
Yep, too late.
I did it because I'm...
Sorry, folks.
It'll be all right.
It happened.
Let's do It Ain't Gay to Love Jesus.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
In the key. Let's start and see. Did I fuck some shit up? I did.
We got you.
Equipment failure.
We're in business.
All right.
Jesus ain't gay, for he loves us all in his own special way. You can kneel down before him, but only to pray. It ain't gay to love Jesus, loving Jesus ain't gay. There was a picture of Jesus in my Sunday school class, with long hair and soft eyes. He was riding an ass. But don't be misled by the songs you've heard sung. It ain't that kind of wood with which Jesus is hung.
Hung.
It ain't gay. Loving Jesus ain't gay, for he loves us all in his own special way. That you can kneel down before him, but only to pray. It ain't gay to love Jesus, loving Jesus ain't gay. It ain't gay to love Jesus, loving Jesus ain't gay, for he loves us all in his own special way. You can kneel down before him, but only to pray. It ain't gay to love Jesus, loving Jesus ain't gay. Well, Jesus is gracious, And Jesus is kind, and he sends his love from above, but not from behind. He won't put nothing in you except hope in your soul. When we preach of his glory, we don't mean a hole.
Hole?
Glory hole. It ain't gay to love Jesus. Loving Jesus ain't gay. For he loves us all in his own special way. You can kneel down before him, but only to pray. It ain't gay to love Jesus. Loving Jesus ain't gay. Loving Jesus ain't gay, for he loves us all in his own special way. You can kneel down before him, but only to pray. It ain't gay to love Jesus. Loving Jesus ain't gay. Well, don't get me wrong, I ain't trying to say God ain't okay with gays. Hell, he made you all that way. He made his message abundantly clear. The Lord loves us all, if we're straight or we're queer.
Queer?
Homosexuals.
Queer.
It ain't gay to love Jesus. Loving Jesus ain't gay. For he loves us all in his own special way. You can kneel down before him, but only to pray. It ain't gay to love Jesus. Loving Jesus ain't gay.
Hey, can anybody reach a beer?
Reach a beer. Somebody reach a beer.
Reach a beer for me.
Get that man.
Matter of fact, reach several beers back there.
Whose beer?
Get that man
reach
a
some
beer
beers.
In his own $68 million private
yeah,
jet.
Yeah, in his own special way.
Joel Roth.
Yeah. Joel Roth. Kerry Roth.
Hey, the Jew showed up after the Jesus song.
And there you have it.
Now it's gone left.
I just want to record I didn't say any racist shit.
Yeah, no,
I was
no.
warned this might happen.
This was about to happen.
Awesome. Well, there you have it.
Yeah, so for pure enjoyment factor.
Yes, sir.
We know the song so well. Watching the wall of people back here who have never heard the song go insane.
It's nice to hear people laugh.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Usually we play it and it's practice and it's like, why is this room so quiet? Doesn't anybody think this is fucking funny anymore?
Well, we heard
it. You realize that everybody in the room has heard it 100 times.
Yeah. Well, it is still great. It's always still great, right? It's like, But then watching Alex hear it for the first time, that was a beauty.
Version of that? There's a live one out there somewhere on internet.
Chad?
Ask Dangling Chad Lannon over
Dangle?
There.
Dangling Chad.
Is there a recorded version of that someplace?
Yes.
Yeah. There is this strange
Alex,
Fluff and Gravy vault.
Alex, you hang out at Fluff and Gravy Records. Yeah. It's over there.
Just ask. When you're over there, say, hey, John.
Well, Alex asks.
We're actually, to be honest, we signed with Fluff and Gravy to do a single of that. We're about a year late.
Has the check not cleared yet?
Delivering that. No, there was no advance, but...
Hell yeah, there was.
Boom.
Trust your label, Alex. Trust your label.
Trust your label.
Trust my label.
Yeah. Oh, hey, can I plug a show?
Damn,
sure.
Fire.
So, like, we're playing the Get Rich, playing on the 27th at the Ken Club. I'm playing the 14th. I've been playing a solo show the 14th at the Twilight Cafe, the 14th of April. That's the next one, right? 4/14. It's a Tuesday night. I'm playing with Jason Roxmore, and we're both opening for the Calamity Cubes.
Yeah.
Which is going to be... Woo! A super fun show to go to. I also want to plug a project. You're playing that show? You want to do some songs?
Okay.
Sweet. Mary Lee's going to play that show with me, too. It's going to be great.
Calamity Cubes are awesome.
Calamity Cubes are awesome.
They are.
So it's
going to
be really cool. It's Twilight Cafe and Bar down on Powell. You should go.
It's so beautiful, man, because you know, Alex and Tom are very... Cubes family.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that right? You guys, you from Kansas or something?
They're just family.
They tour together, play together.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Brothers, for sure.
You want to come play with me?
Wait, what day is it?
It's the 14th of April.
Dude, the Cubes are in town. You're going.
Yeah.
Cool, I'll get your phone number. We can put a couple numbers together. It'll be fun.
I got things to work out.
It's the Twilight. They're not paying me.
Yeah. You're not getting paid, but come play.
It'll be fun.
It'll be a great time.
And also, I want to plug another thing. Volume Bomb Records, which is a punk and metal label here in town, is doing a compilation record called Under the Covers with Satan. It's a bunch of local punk and metal bands, all songs about the Dark One himself. I started a band so I could be on it. And we're called Shithouse Rats, and we did a Danzig cover for it. And it's really cool. It's coming out soon. And you can support it on Indiegogo.com/whatever-fucking-Satan-thing. You can find it on the internet. It's gonna be good. A lot of local, really cool bands. If you're into that sort of thing,
it's one of the one or two satanic projects on Indiegogo right now. It shouldn't be hard to know.
There's a couple.
Yeah.
Just put Portland.
Yeah, you'll find.
Satan.
It.
Yeah, Portland Satan. Volume Bomb Records.
Perfect.
It's good. Like, there's a lot of really good bands on it. It's gonna be great.
Sounds good.
Fantastic.
And I am done talking about my other shit.
Thank you. Though.
Oh, wait, no, we're playing at the White Eagle.
What?
We're playing at the White Eagle on May 22nd with the Evangenitals.
Oh,
that's nice. A real thing that's happening.
That one's on the.
Oh, yeah, that's happening.
That's another one of the reasons
I'm
I got
sure
fired from
the truck
stop.
Texted you.
Yeah. Having the lesbian Evangelicals there.
Evangelicals, that was a great show at the truck stop.
Yes, it was,
stop.
Yeah.
That was a good show at the truck stop.
Another one of the reasons I started slowly getting fired from the truck stop.
I mean, they do have genitals right in the name. Yeah. At least we're a little subversive.
Yeah.
You know,
we're a gospel review.
We talk about dicks, but we don't, like, we're not the dick band.
Yeah.
You know?
Just dicks on sticks.
Dicks on sticks. That's funny.
Speaking of which, sounds like a segue right there.
Nice segue, Eric.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Father Michael.
Oh, Reverend, please.
Reverend Michael Sean Cummins.
There's three names, by the way. If you don't call him by all three names, he doesn't respond. Michael Sean Cummins.
What's a reverend? That's four.
It's not true.
It is
true. That's not a name. It's a title. We don't want to get into a whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
Semantics.
Reverend Michael Sean Cummins. Do you have another song for us?
All right, this is a brand new song. We just wrote it. It's called Dead Guy on a Stick. It's about, that guy.
Somebody.
Jesus, mostly.
In the Jesus Christ, Paul.
We've honestly, everybody in this room and everybody listening to your computer radio are the first people hearing it. We've only heard it like three times ourselves.
Twice tonight.
Yeah, I brought it to practice last week, and we're like, here's the new song. And they're like, cool. And then they're like, we're going to play
Channing
on.
Channing didn't practice.
And then
you had to do it two more times.
Poor little princess fucking fingers hurt. Stick to knob twiddling, buddy.
Oh, take a picture.
Give him the finger, Chad.
Oh, dead guy on a stick. It's in the key of C.
That's right. The one.
Enjoy.
Thanks, you guys.
One, two, three, four. So he wandered around the Mideast doing magic tricks.
They say he made the lame, the walking blind, the see, and fed the poor and healed the sick. I always wonder if the man was quite as perfect as the stories all depict. By the way, I'm staying in the graces of the dead guy on a stick. Well, the dead guy on a stick, he said a lot of things, I guess. Some folks will quote the things they like and disregard the rest. But the essence of his message, y'all, was simply just try not to be a prick. He said not to go around hating and to help your fellow man, and to always try to do right by your brother when you can. I know some Christians who should listen a bit closer to the dead guy on a stick. On the TV, there's a pastor talking fast about hereafter. You can donate with a simple call or click. He's a better backer bastard, y'all, and greed's his only master. He's an evil, racist, redneck fucking hick. Telling lies, condemning others, this misguided motherfucker. Teaching them to think like him, his mind is sick. That asshole ought to do some reading in the good book for his pleading for forgiveness from the dead guy on a stick. Well, the dead guy on a stick, he said a lot of things, I guess. And folks will quote the things they like and disregard the rest. But the essence of his message, y'all, is simply just try not to be a prick. He said not to go around hating and to help your fellow man, and to always try to do right by your brother when you can. I know some Christians who should listen a bit closer to the dead guy on a stick. Go on, Bobby D. To a tree, that's where he died for you and me. I don't quite see the point in something so tragic. I guess his bleeding got me reading, and what I read bears repeating. It's a good book, y'all, but damn, that thing is thick. But I turn right to the words and read, that's how I find out what he said. And holy shit, the gist just jumped out mighty quick. There ain't nowhere in that book he says to judge folks by their looks, and he don't give a shit where no one sticks their dick. Well, the dead guy on the stick, he said a lot of things, I guess. If folks quote the things they like and disregard the rest. But the essence of his message, y'all, is simply just try not to be a prick. Well, he said not to go around hating and to help your fellow man, and to always try to do right by your brother when you can. I know some Christians who should listen a bit closer to the dead guy on the stick. I wish them Christians would start listening a bit closer to the dead guy on the stick. One day them Christians will be wishing that they listening to the dead guy on the stick.
World premiere.
Yeah.
That is. That's the world premiere.
Yeah.
World premiere.
So quick question.
Shoot.
Where am I allowed to stick my dick?
Anywhere you want. Oh, that's between you and your wife, right?
Thank you. Yeah. Well, that is true. That is true.
Can I get a motherfucking amen?
Hallelujah. The essence of his message is try not to be a prick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think you have summed it up, my friend.
I'd do my best.
Beautifully done.
Thanks, buddy.
Great song, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Way to pull it together, Lenny.
It was supposed to be funny when I started writing it, and it turned out a little preachy.
Yeah.
But
the preachy is funny.
Yeah, well, fuck those guys.
Yeah.
I laughed.
They need to hear that message, Michael. They need to hear that message.
Lenny.
Oh, yeah.
What?
There was not a lull. I get it when there's a lull. There was not a lull.
So do you guys do like a bunch of sound effects and stuff? Do you have like the is that a thing or no? You don't.
Only the bass line to How Many More Times by Led Zeppelin. That's the only thing we filter in.
Landing only knows
with
Pink
Eric
Floyd.
Cutting it off.
Yeah.
As soon as he hears it, I love
it. Yeah, yeah. I swear to God.
Whether it's the
I was passing by him, I was walking past me, he was doing it, and I grabbed it. I was like, stop.
That's awesome. Very good.
I love that. I think that this will probably just live on for quite a while, right? Are you going to keep doing this?
I mean, we've had a few last shows.
Yeah. And that's great. Honestly, keep doing those.
It's just too much fun. And, well, like, I left town for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really was going to go. I was going, like, going back to Texas.
Fuck you, Zia,
fuck
yeah.
Portland. And it turned out that, I'm from Texas. And
woo, woo, woo.
And in Texas, I was a little bit shunned for being sort of a bleeding heart liberal. And then I moved out here to Oregon, and it turned out that I'm a backwards-ass redneck. And I was like, no, fuck you. I'm going back to Texas. And they were like, no, hippie. You, like, got Oregon stink on you. And so I came back. And, you know, I love Texas, and I want to die there, but I don't want to live there for very long. I'm not ready to die yet.
Is that why you moved, Tommy V?
Why?
Why'd you move?
The rent got too expensive.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Understood.
Well, like, Austin and Portland are very similar in a lot of ways.
Sure.
Like, with the most prevalent one being like, oh, this is the greatest place on earth. Don't fucking move here. Stay the fuck out. They're like, both of those places have that same attitude.
Yeah, they do.
And
same like, bumper sticker.
In the same goddamn bumper sticker.
Yeah.
But I feel like I have dual citizenship. I can go to both places and be okay. But rent is cheaper here.
Yeah.
Not for long.
That's why
not
people keep coming around. Yeah, it's getting a little crazy.
Jinx it.
Yeah. Too late.
Honestly, well, then there's the other thing is like I want to be like I'm a country and western Americana songwriter guy, you know. I'm bartender, but that's what the wannabe. I want to be that other thing, and like in Austin, I'm one of like thousands of those guys, and up here there's like only like 100 or so. So you're like I'm top half.
Wow.
Probably.
Weirdly, that's true.
As a fish is in ponds, you know,
yeah.
Kind of a deal.
Yeah. Still swimming. We've got to that point.
Is that an awkward lull?
Yeah.
Awkward silences make me uncomfortable.
Oh, there we go, Chad. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Does anyone else in the Get Rights have a
Pink Floyd song?
A project they would like to plug?
Anybody plugging anything?
Bob, you're in a
Bob.
Bob, how many bands are you in right now?
All right. I don't know. That's
Chad, how many bands are you in right now?
Three or four.
Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty low
for
you,
Lanny. One of those bands that are in a lot of bands.
Ask Merrily.
No, it's like 27.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
28. As of tonight, it's 28.
Well, like, she was in 27, and then tonight, now she's in 28.
Now she's in Tom's band, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that. Appreciate you stealing my fiddle player.
One less gig a year.
So, bass player and a mandolin is coming with me tomorrow.
Nice. Look at him. Adios.
Hey, you know what? You can fucking have him. Look, he's got Band-Aids on his fingers. He ain't practiced, man. I'm telling you.
He's soft.
Wait, Tom, you're on tour right now. Can I give you a T-shirt? To wear? Yeah. If I give you a T-shirt, will you wear it?
Oh,
on tour?
Hell yeah, the Get Rights.
Hallelujah, holy shit.
Hallelujah, holy shit.
That's the way it works.
That's the way it goes down right there.
Oh, we got T-shirts for sale. I'm going to plug in some more shit. We just got a new, they're the same old T-shirt.
Oh, good.
We have more of them, though.
Good. You know, because the wife's got one and I don't have one. So,
yeah. I've got one for you.
Yeah?
I got one
Done
for
deal. Perfect.
One for you. Everybody with a microphone gets a T-shirt.
Which is great, because this microphone is the whole room.
Yeah. God damn it.
Man.
If you're in a band, they're $5.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You can afford in the band.
You can afford it. Well, all right, to all of you, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Get Right.
Levi.
Fantastic.
Brother. Yes.
Chad. Mary Lee.
Heather Joe.
Heather Joe. Michael.
Bob.
Don't forget Bob.
Get right. He's behind you. I can't see him. Oh, yeah, Bob.
Where's the other Bob?
So great.
Bob Love had a gig.
Big gig.
Oh.
Big gig.
Playing over at the Duff's Garage.
I just figured maybe there's too many left turns. He can't make left turns.
God damn it.
Don't let him listen to this one. Yeah.
The fact that I don't get that joke is really pissing me off right now.
Well, we'll explain.
He has some mobility issues. It's actually pretty rude.
It is, yeah. That's pretty awful.
Maybe if Jesus came around and touched him once.
Hey, Jesus forgives you, Mike. That's the whole deal. That's the whole deal, man. Yeah. It's all right.
Because I don't.
We don't like you talking about Jesus like that.
Well, then forgive me.
Then forgive me.
Forgive me.
Then forgive me. Bill Hicks.
That's it.
Do one more for us.
Can we do a cover? Can we do a song?
Yes, of course.
This is a John Butler song. It's called The Hand of the Almighty. And it's about the retribution of God. Mike's not going to listen. He got an important text message.
Yeah,
so.
It's his wife, so you understand. Ladies and gentlemen, the Get Rights.
Oh, sinner, do not from that straight and narrow way, for the Lord is surely watching what you do. If you approach the devil's den, turn around, don't enter in, lest the hand of the Almighty fall on you. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Yeah, God'll fuck you up. If you dare to disobey his stern command, he'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
No shit, he'll fuck you up. So you better do some praying while you can. Long ago, a man named Lot, he had a wife he thought was hot. She could not stop her black and sinful way. You know it was her own damn fault when God turned that bitch to salt. That's the way he used to do shit in those days. He fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
Yeah, God, he fucked him up. When the people went and turned their backs on him, he fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
And no shit, he'll fuck you up. Just like he fucked the people up back then. Merrily Horde. That sinful way.
That way
he cursed and drank and broke his neighbor's fence. Well, you know Ray was full aware that some sheep were over there. But he knew them in the biblical sense. God fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
But he went and fucked Ray up. He paid him back for all his wicked sin. He fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
He fucked that boy completely up. Now Ray is married to a Presbyterian. Oh, Ray is married to a Presbyterian. Oh, Ray is married to a Presbyterian.
Beautiful stuff.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, Reverend Michael Sean Chemist.
Thanks for having us on our computer radio.
Yeah.
Computer radio.
Thursday night, 11. Monday morning coming down.
I'm not a smoker anymore.
Yep. Monday morning.
Yep. What else you got?
I think that might be it, man. Okay, I'm out of funny shit to say.
Yeah,
I don't want to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
Awesome. I think we plugged everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, there is quite a crew down here tonight, and we'd like to thank all of you for being here.
Yes,
thank you so much.
Down.
Thanks, everybody. What a fun podcast we're having.
Yeah.
All
right. We are casting pods.
We're casting pods.
Yeah. We're going gorilla. You're singing awesome. God Nip This Pen. I've done
that before. Oh, I think we got another one coming.
Did you say a spoon?
I didn't say anything about spoons. Oh, I fucked it up again. No, I did it a lot.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah.
Levi, you nailed that. Levi, nailed that ending.
First time ever.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Woo! Nailed that ending.
Any blood yet, John?
You guys, I just, I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't say anything about Tom and Alex's shoes. I don't know. I mean, I know it's radio or whatever.
Internet.
And nobody can see them, but Tom has these awesome, like, moccasin slipper things going on, and Alex has sweet Nikes with, like, hot pink laces, and they're open like Run DMC style.
Yeah.
They're just the coolest shoes I've ever seen. Like, as a pair, like, as like those guys are playing together just for their shoes, you should go.
And some good music.
All the music's incredible, and you should buy his CD and him whiskey, but also their shoes are cool.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Good point.
Thanks for having us.
Get right, yeah, gospel review.
One more time, everybody. Come on. Get red.
So as you're listening right now, you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to the Kenton Club Friday.
Sure you are.
Yes.
We're going to be at your show. Going to see some Rujak, going to see some Get Rights. Done deal.
Whiskey.
And there will be whiskey.
And before I mentioned getting drunk and not knowing.
Get a cab. Yes. Get a cab.
Plan on it.
There's an extra parking spot to leave your car for the night.
Yeah, but get a cab home.
It may never move again.
Or maybe take a cab there. Get a job there while you're there.
I'm thinking everybody else being the cabbie great. Now.
Yeah.
There's a fortune.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's funny because Hutton, the fucking drummer for Rujak, works there.
Oh, that's right.
He does. He tends bar there at that bar.
That's right.
Not a lot because he's not very good at it.
Hi-o.
Hey-o.
And she mentioned
Chris said that. Yeah, okay.
Stoney Tambo.
All right, we're out of here.
Stoney.
Great job.
One last show. Yeah. Is that the right one?
Oh, that one's done. All right. We're going to play some more songs. Correct.
Okay. We love the Good Rights being here.
Play a handful of songs. We'll come back after this. All right. Like three songs.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's hit it.
Eric, you got some songs? Enjoy.
Yep. CWA on Gary Nation and Speakeasy. Charlie Parr.
Enjoy. Brad.
Set of music there.
Yeah, thanks, EK.
Yeah, I was glad to put those in last second. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Alex from the Harm Brothers, he's like, is that Carrie Nation?
Yeah.
And I go, I think it is. He goes, in a major key?
Yeah.
I recognize the voice, but they always play in a minor key. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck, dude, you're all over it. I mean, that's all over.
Do you know why I picked that song?
I don't.
He's wearing the Carrie Nation shirt.
Well, there you go. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, I'm staring at it like Carrie Nation and Speakeasy.
Apparently, I was right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
CW IOWN has a new album coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's either out now or it's out like real soon.
Yeah.
I wish I was more
from last year's Wildwood Festival. great.
It was so great meeting him. I mean,
such a great guy.
Yeah, talk about a people person. Talk about somebody who, when he does play and does that one man thing, everybody is so intrigued and is like, "What is going on here with this guy?" You know, he's a beautiful person.
It's awesome because he played like that opening slot, which a lot of people are really afraid to play. And it was opening on Saturday morning.
Yeah,
the opening slot. That's which Tom V played.
That is not an easy one.
It's not an easy one. But for some reason, Jeffrey Martin played it in year number
one.
And for some reason, it just, these voices, these amazing voices seem to play that slot. Like, they feel like, all of a sudden, you're just like, I am awake.
Let's remember that.
This is awesome.
We'll go up to the person who has to do it this year and go, hey, no pressure. But.
You're only following
Don't
Jeffrey
fuck
Martin,
it up.
Jeffrey Martin, Tom Vandenhoven, and CWI own.
Yeah. I'll send you the list tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, you got the...
Yep.
Oh, the actual time slots?
Yep.
Hush, hush.
Yep.
Hush, hush. Oh, got it. We're on the inside.
Cinnamon Bear is asleep.
Cinnamon Bear, we need to bring this information to our four listeners.
I will bring it out. Yes, right. 10-4. But yeah, you're right.
Because Chris
in the
Green
long run.
Will be one of those listeners and going,
yes.
Yeah.
Got the schedule?
Well, we know who's headlining on Saturday night.
Yep.
Yes, we do.
Did you also hear they're playing Deep Blues?
Yeah.
Are you coming?
Yes. Probably. Yes. Yeah. Probably.
Let's all get together and go because it's going to be a big deal.
Yes, it will. Like it.
I haven't been up to Music in the Mountains.
Actually,
yet.
I think I have because my lovely bride is not coming to Wildwood because she's going to the Pabst Festival. So we're going to go see Slim at Deep Blues.
Fantasmical.
She's going to see Against Me and Blondie.
What?
Okay. We should mention this.
Right.
It's a Helm podcast moment. Lisa Lee. Lisa Lee is
now gainfully employed. Yeah, well, she used to come to the live recordings from time to time.
I'm afraid to give her a microphone because I'll be out of business in about 2 minutes.
Chris Soler's doing his magic thing as we're speaking.
Yes, awesome. He's got a big picture to take.
Yeah,
today.
That's a big picture. You're gonna need the wide angle lens.
I'm not calling any of you chubby. I'm just saying it's a big.
None
picture.
None of you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm the chubbiest person in the room.
You can get away with it.
Christopher Soler is getting ready to take a picture of the Git Rats Gospel Review in our home, and we're so
shit. We got
thrilled.
Some songs. We got some shows to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's
hold
get
on.
On.
Let me pull out the little handheld computer here.
That glass is empty, girl.
What?
Empty.
It should be full.
Fill it up.
What? All right.
That
this
one.
Airs on the 23rd.
Fill it up.
23rd.
We're all over it.
On the 24th, Fernando at the Laurel Thirst Public House.
Yeah, big deal. That same night, Tom V here in the helm.
Tom V here in the helm, correct.
With Alex Salcido.
Yes. The 25th. I don't know. I think I should talk about that show. It's not very important.
It is a big deal.
It's Tim Berry with Jenny Owens Young and Corey Brandon at the Duck Fur Lounge.
Oh, my God. Huge. Yes. Huge. Huge. Yeah.
The 27th.
Okay, I'm in, you guys.
The Punch Brothers with Gabrielle Kahane at the Roseland Theater. The 27th also. It's a little band called the Get Right Gospel Review with another little band called Root Jack.
Yeah, that's going to be a little something.
Yeah, at the world famous Kenton Club.
That's Heather and Chad's 40th birthday party. We'll see you there.
Correct. The 28th is Joe Pug with Field Report at Aladdin Theater.
Yep.
I wasn't looking.
April 2nd, Morgan Gear of Drunken Prayer with Sarah Gwen at the Laurel Thirst Public House, both TMFW podcast alumni.
By the way, I think the 19th, we have him in, so the week after, you'll hear that. But yeah. Cool.
Morgan is coming out to the Pacific Northwest. I guess that's what we're telling
they're
you.
They're traveling right now.
And we'll bring him into the helm as soon as we can.
Yep.
April 3rd. It's April 3rd, Charlie Parr with Betsy Ellis at Mississippi Studios.
Oh. Wow.
April 3rd, Get Rhythm with the Black Crabs at Secret Society.
I had Black Crabs once.
April 6th.
Crazy.
It's horrible.
Wow.
April 6th, Mike Kirkendall at the Landmark Saloon. April 10th, the Brothers Comatose at Mississippi Studios. April 11th, Drunken Prayer with the Jackalope Saints and the Redeemed at Secret Society.
Yeah.
Mm. Bunch of great shows coming up. April 17th, Stars of Cascadia with our boys Miller and Sasser and our other boy Rich West Blatt and the Once in a While Sky
nice.
At Duff's Garage.
Great lineup.
And a bunch of great shows coming, folks.
The Hoot Family Showcase
on the 26th
is
at
this coming Thursday.
If you're in town here in Portland, the Hoot Family Showcase
where's
at Kennedy School.
Kennedy School.
7 to 9.
Free.
It's free.
Kid friendly.
Come on down. And there's a show, I think it's the 25th that Earnest Lovers are playing. Could you?
Oh, the 24th of April, the Earnest Lovers with the Ganges River Band and Evening Bell at Secret Society.
Oh. So Evening Bell, I'm running to go see them, and if I miss it, I'm going to be at that show.
Yeah, yeah. Ganges River.
I cannot forget.
Earnest Holy Lovers. Shit.
April 17th, Hip Hatchet, who will be on the podcast.
Yes.
Will be the Monday before that.
We'll be promoting that show on the next
with Jeffrey Martin and Anna Tivol at Secret Society.
Sensation.
Tons of great music. You know what, Kit?
You know us. We go see live music.
Yes.
Things are devolving quickly here. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's super fantastic.
It's like a holiday in here.
I love it.
It's like old relatives are all in here.
It's a great photo shoot and all the other musicians.
We need a panoramic.
There's more people than
your birthday, Eric.
It's
sensational.
Oh, sad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, big fella.
It's all right.
So do you have a couple more songs for us, Eric?
We got. Hey, so listen. Chuck and I Drive doing Burning 44. This song, if it's not a tribute to a Townes Van Zandt and his writing style, then it's nothing. A
lot of Townes references on episode 45
super cool.
So far.
13 it's years, like Cody Jinks. I've just discovered this guy. I'm really thinking we're probably going to play a lot more of him here in the near future.
Fantastic.
And then Mike D's got a new album coming out.
May 1st is his CD release show with Fernando and
John
Moreland at Dante's.
Yep. Just put that on the calendar.
So went ahead and did the live version from his last album.
We'll have to get him down here.
So I'm pretty sure if you're listening to the rhythm section on that song, and you're listening to the... It's me.
And then the really good bass line is Alan Hunter.
No bass on that show.
No.
Okay.
All right.
But yeah. Anyways, we're out.
Thank you everybody for listening.
We always appreciate you checking in.
Thank you, Get Rides Gospel Review.
Thank you, Get Rides.
Thank you.
Awesome. We're going to go out with a couple more tunes, and thank you for listening, folks. We really enjoy your company.
Yes, thank you very much.
We're out.
Enjoy.
Take me, yeah. 'Cause I've tried hard. Well, I've tried hard, but you know I can't forget. Free through the streets of this old town. And if you know all, if you know all, you know he took my baby down. I'm going down to the cemetery, I'm gonna dig myself a hole enough to bury a man without a soul. I'm gonna fill that hole by midnight, and I'm guessing that you know. In an alley without streetlights, with this burning 44. him in the eye. I wanna take away his sunrise. I wanna strip him of his pride, just like he did mine. Take me, yeah. 'Cause I've tried hard. Well, I've tried hard, but you know I can't forget. I wanna look him in the eye. I wanna take away his sunrise. Strip him of his pride, just like he did mine.
In 13 years this spring, we've been together. I recall more good than bad. Lately you've been showing signs you no longer like me. I don't have to tell you I've been sad. It's been good in our domestic situation. You've been my rock all through the years. Now I've got to find a way to change our dispositions. Well, I'm tired of fighting back my tears. I don't know what I've done to bring you down. You won't even look at me. And I feel unwelcome in my own house. But I'm still the same old me. Other day you were thinking about leaving, and I told you then I don't want that. But then you brought it up again like I'd forgotten. That wall sure feels cold against my back. That gun long enough at somebody and they'll holler shoot. Go on, pull that trigger, I'm tired of playing. The hell that comes with not knowing if you're really leaving is worse than if that day may come itself. Same old me.
18 years this spring. We've been together. I still recall more good than bad.
Thanks, buddies. Girl.